Okay, welcome back. We've got Marty Ozinga with us today again. We're going into Unit 6. We're going to be discussing some networking opportunities. How does networking help you grow your business, as well as describing an ideal candidate that Marty may want to hire. So we're going to go through. The first thing is networking is critical to the growth of any business that we encounter. Now, are there certain networking, like I know that you've got to be connected well because of the way that you've grown your business. Is there a strategy that you use for networking or anything like that?
Well, networking in the sense of getting to know people is a critical piece of a growth strategy. Because in order to grow, you have to sort of subdivide the workload and delegate it to other people. And those additional people are critical. And if you choose the right ones, the growth comes successfully. And what you realize is, as you're talking to people, whether it's in your industry through industry associations or whether you're doing analysis or investigation, you're meeting people all the time. And always have in the back of your mind is this a person that could someday join our team and be a positive contributor, somebody that would help us to grow? Sometimes when I'm interacting with people, it could even be people outside of the specific industry that I'm involved in, but I see that they're, first of all, they're the right character, the right quality of a person. They're intelligent, they're smart, they're hardworking. They've got some good experience, even though it's not exactly in my line of work. And I've actually employed people that don't know the first thing about my specific industry, but they're the right kind of people to be on my team. And the learning curve is usually fairly quick and fairly easy for those kind of people to get up to speed and become a very positive contributor. So I'll create a job sometime for the right person, even though I don't have one immediately open.
Yeah, what kind of jobs have you created in the past?
Well, for example, somebody who has some skills in real estate management. We own a lot of different pieces of property. We own our own facilities and stuff like that. And as soon as you become an owner of properties, you've got to deal with taxes. You've got to deal with maintenance, upkeep, rules and regulations associated with reporting and all these other kinds of things. And as I'm talking, I might come across someone who's got some background in the real estate business, doesn't know the first thing about concrete, but they happen to, from a character side of things, be conscientious, hardworking, smart. And it's could say to that person, look, as we anticipate continued growth, we're going to need someone like you to pick up the responsibility to do all this property management and so forth. Even though I don't need you today, it not only will facilitate the growth in the future, but when that time comes, you're all ready for it. You don't get overloaded with the responsibility and then look for someone to help out. You're better off investing in a person in advance of some of the growth because they'll enhance your ability to grow sooner.
So you want to be prepared.
Right.
You want to make sure that you're ahead of the curve,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
And be proactive in kind of the way that you handle your business.
Business growth requires adding additional personnel.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really grow. Everybody runs into either a limited amount of energy or time. or ability, and in order to expand beyond where you're at, you have to start adding additional people.
And hiring for the right fit, I assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And compatible is number one.
Absolutely.
And then technical skills and personality, a lot of other things. So make sure they can fit on the team.
Yeah, having a strong team is definitely critical to the success of the operation. And being having people on the same page that have the same mindset, goals, and objectives, I think you can really do big things with people that are, you know, creating synergy like that.
Yep.
Now, what kind of, like, describe your ideal candidate, you know, for somebody that would fit your mold or fit your model. Who do you like to bring in? I know we talked about, you know, conscientious and a hard worker. Any other skills or, mindset that you would like to see an ideal candidate have for your organization?
Well, this is where experience comes into the picture. I mean, as we continue to grow, we're looking for obviously the right fit in terms of personality, character, and so forth. But now we're looking for people who have industry experience, whether it's in our immediate line of work or it's in a line of work that we're trying to expand into. We don't feel like we're the only smart people. We think there's a lot of other smart people out there, too, who maybe, in fact, even know more than we do. If we can get those folks to join our team, then we can apply their knowledge, their skills, to our plans and grow. Without it, it's extremely difficult.
Well, increase innovation opportunities, differentiation opportunities from the market.
Right.
Bringing in the right people definitely can enhance your business, give you more probability for success.
Yep.
And then as you move forward, the people that you bring in, I feel like, will do a good job of potentially recruiting other people to come into the fold.
Absolutely.
Do you find that happen?
We started, we just recently started a new division. It's sort of an offshoot of a line of activity that we're involved with. And we found a young man that has been in that industry for quite a while who we felt would be very compatible with our team, whose company was in the reorganization process. So he not only was interested in joining our team, but he had other acquaintances in his industry and in this very company and said, you not only want me, but you want him and you want her. And before you know it, we've got a whole crew put together for a whole other business entity that a year ago we didn't even conceive of, much less have.
I think this is why the cultivation of relationships and building strong relationships, and I think that going back to the Spirit of Christ, that will help you discern right away the right relationships, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then it goes back to the networking piece. Once we've developed the relationship, then we can kind of shoot the web out there and bring them in more favorably,
right.
I think. Well, that's good stuff. That is such good advice about building the relationship, the networking piece, continuing to expand on, your spirituality through networking and building the relationships, because you're going to impact those people that you meet along the way.
Yeah, absolutely. We find that the right quality of people, the right foundational characteristics basically enhance our commitment and our understanding of why we go to work every day. Because we challenge each other. We, with mutual respect and opportunity, allowing people to use their gifts and talents as they know them and as they experience it, inspires us, not only benefits us, but what it's called leapfrogging, when it's like brainstorming. You get together, you share ideas and thoughts, you hear an idea from one person and you add on to it or refine it, and before you know it, you've got some new and interesting process or business idea that you want to pursue, and it's because of the back and forth sharing of knowledge and experience.
Going back to the point that we've made in previous conversations between Marty and I, you know, the fact of leave the ego at the door, check the ego at the door, you know, being able, because you throw out a good idea doesn't necessarily mean that it can't be refined and made better.
No.
You know, you need to be
right.
a part of the process and, you know, make sure that you're coming into business situations, even with a servant heart.
Absolutely. I mean, I can't stress that enough. The foundational basis for doing this successfully is a mutual understanding that you're not doing it for your own personal benefit. You're doing it first to honor and glorify God, and secondly to serve each other.
Mm-hmm.
And now you get honest back and forth. With no ulterior motives, no ulterior agenda. It's pure, straightforward pursuit of goals, pursuit of benefit.
Very good. Now, when you're looking for the right candidate to hire or, you know, to bring into your organization, how do you go about finding them?
Almost all of our employees over the years, regardless of type of position, has been through this networking process by word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
What we're finding is very interesting is our high quality employees are now bringing the next generation, their sons and their daughters and their relatives. They've experienced a good working environment. They want it to stay that way, so they are careful not to recommend anyone that would not fit.
Sure.
But if they know someone that would fit, they're quick to say, you know, you should talk to so-and-so. He would be a good fit in our business here. He knows this, he knows that. And he would be a nice addition to our team.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty rare that we advertise or reach out to the population at large with, you know, now hiring, mm-hmm. apply on the webs for a job at Ozinga. It's almost always... We've already got a list of people that we're talking to, interviewing, and considering hiring.
I got it. Well, that's valuable information. Again, you know, look, finding the right fit, networking well, and then cultivating the people inside of your organization to have the same goals and objectives and mindset is where you want to be, and keeping your heart aligned with the will of God and using the principles of Christ will certainly help assist you in finding the right candidates. God has a way of putting people in your life at the right time. Now, can you talk about maybe some experience that you've had where God has maybe just placed somebody there and you're like, wow, that's from God?
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. That's awesome.
And most of this comes upon reflection, looking back at it.
Mm.
We have a need, maybe a critical need for some expertise or a person to pick up a ball where we're overloaded or stressed. And an ideal candidate comes along and we bring them on and it works out really, really well. We look back and we think, you know, that didn't happen because I'm so smart or we're so attractive that people come out of the woodwork like that. This is something God orchestrates long before we are even aware of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this recognition that we are serving. We're not being served.
That's right.
And that God's in the midst of the whole thing. He's there to help.
Amen. Now, Jesus said that He would send His helper, right? He would send us a helper. And He certainly did through the Holy Spirit. And we praise God for that. We just pray that we can continue to bring in the right people into our organizations.
Yep.
And that God continues to bless what we do in our operations, because we return all of that favor back into praise.
That's exactly right.
All right. So thanks, Marty, again.
Happy to be here.
Yep, for the wealth of knowledge and experience. Thank you.
Good.
And guys, remember, build your teams with a Christ-centered focus. Okay, thank you. We'll see you again soon.